Page 106. Listening. Exercises 1 and 2. Listen to a radio interview about the Mothman. Which animals do Professor Blake and Rebecca discuss? Which animals do some people believe the Mothman killed? Then listen again and choose the correct answer.
Good morning. Welcome to It's a Strange World. I'm Rebecca Stone, and our first guest is a scientist who studies strange animals. Good morning, Professor Blake.
Good morning.
Professor, I've heard that you've got some unusual ideas about the Mothman.
I wouldn't call my ideas unusual. I'd call them scientific. You see, people can become quite hysterical about creatures like the Mothman, but there is usually a logical explanation.
What could be logical about the Mothman? Haven't you heard about all the strange events in Point Pleasant? Like the dog that someone found dead? The dog had a huge hole in it, and there was no evidence that it died in a fight.
Of course I've heard about the dog, and I'm convinced that a large bird killed it. Maybe a sandhill crane.
What's a sandhill crane?
It's an unusual bird that can reach 2 meters in height.
That's the same size as the Mothman. What about red eyes? Has the sandhill crane got red eyes like the Mothman?
It's got a red patch around each eye.
Amazing.
Yes, and people have found other large birds in the area as well. In 1967, several boys found an enormous vulture. Another time, a farmer shot a very rare bird, an Arctic snow owl. The owl was 1 meter tall and 2 meters wide. That's smaller than some people's description of the Mothman, but still very large. So you see, any of these birds could be the Mothman.
Well, thank you very much, Professor Blake. You've certainly opened our eyes. And now for my next guest.